Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. And today, very pleased to be joined by Aaron McLaughlin with our private market resources team. And we are gearing up for the first time, I guess, first of its kind for us, symposium that's going to be happening in Charleston, South Carolina on December 2nd into 3rd. Focused on the intermodal and logistics market. And the registration for that event is now online. It's live and it's up on our website, acec.org. Just go to the private market resources page under business resources and you'll see the link. And Aaron, this is cool. This is going to be an interesting thing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited for our symposium. This is obviously a market that was very important a few weeks ago, but given the trade issues, the passage of the infrastructure bill, Biden's visit to the Port of Baltimore yesterday, it's becoming increasingly important, this market. And so it'll be so interesting to gather both our members as well as thought leaders and clients to really discuss how we can help transform it.
Yeah, this is a new event. Of course, this is going to be the first one that we've done. You as a team, as you and Diana have been working really hard on expanding and doubling down on what you guys are doing. I think anybody who was there at Fall Conference and saw the economic update session with the Institute and you playing. Right. Yeah, I mean that you've got the monthly videos that we're doing. We're giving those 10 minute or less updates.
Yeah, you're putting me
I'm
on YouTube.
Putting on YouTube, yeah. Making you a YouTuber. Yeah, man. Anyone out there, go to our YouTube channel after you listen to this and subscribe for those monthly updates. But and then also the private market briefs, and you've expanded into the education market there. So you're expanding your coverage.
Right.
And
well, we are trying to capture every single private market.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I started at ACEC, we just used the words private markets, but that means so many different things. Mm-hmm. You know, for the intermodal and logistics market, it's really serving all of the clients as you follow the supply chain.
Yeah.
You know, so it starts with the ports. You know, the ports are more like quasi public private clients, but, you know, they're critical. And then it goes into the actual, you know, the intermodal market. So class one railroads, and we're featuring a speaker at our symposium from Norfolk Southern, you know, which is one of the largest class one railroads, is certainly the largest in the Southeast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we move into the freight corridors and what that means for industrial real estate. And it's just really interesting because industrial real estate, you know, by all accounts, including the recent, you know, emerging trends report by PwC and ULI, is still the hottest real estate market. So, and then of course, we will talk about just land development along these corridors, what happens, and intermodal ports, you know, which are also privately held. And mm-hmm. what the hell is an inland or intermodal port, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, we talk about, like, you know, the infrastructure bill that just passed when we talk about inland waterways. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that water infrastructure. People don't realize, I guess, immediately when they think ports, they think ocean. But there are inland ports.
Yes.
And there are inland waterways that you know, you transfer things over to rivers.
Some inland ports don't even have
exactly
water.
Some are just straight out ace. It's an inland port and it's straight out trucks and trains. And then some are a mix where it is water and it does transfer over to trains. And that creates the entire supply chain.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you're holding this in Charleston, I mean, the port of Charleston is one of the most active large container ship ports that we have on the East Coast. I mean, the stats for the state, 1 in 10 jobs in the state is generated from at port activity.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're going to feature both a speaker from the Port of Charleston as well as the Port of Savannah.
Yeah.
And as anyone who works in this market knows, ports are very competitive with one another. So it's a bit of a coup that I'm getting the Savannah port to cross the state lines to come into Charleston. So I hope that, but really the Southeast United States, there's two really big reasons why it's such a hot area. When you look at the entire country, why that is such a hot growth area for this market. The first is, you know, we are still feeling the positive ripple effects from the opening up of the Panama Canal, which was about 10 years ago. And so when that canal opened up and you could get those big, much bigger container ships through, and we had the deepening of the ports in the southeastern and the east coast of the United States, it enabled that ripple effect, you know, that has impacted the industrial real estate, the intermodal and inland port markets. And so we're still feeling the effects of that, the positive effects of that. And then secondarily is when you look at the growth, the demographics of the United States, most of the growth is in the Sun Belt area of the United States. And, you know, the reason that we have these container ships and the reason that we need the stuff to come is to serve people.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a world where folks are getting things off Amazon, two-day shipping, you know, delivery, we have, you know, every issue from the first mile off the container to the last mile to someone's house to help solve as an industry. And, you know, and that growth of the population in the southeastern region is also driving this market. So, you know, we're excited to go to Charleston because A, it's really beautiful.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And the mayor is going to come and chat with us for a while. Also, the big Christmas holiday tree lighting is right around the corner from our hotel the night before. So, you know, there's lots of fun reasons to spend, you know, an early December weekend in Charleston. But besides that, you know, it really is right in the heart of the Southeast region, which is a growth region for this market.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it all comes down to that larger question just of economic competitiveness. I think that, you know, the ships are getting bigger, especially the ships that transit the Panama Canal are getting larger. And other nations have invested heavily in their port infrastructure to allow these larger ships to actually come in and deliver goods and export their own goods. And we have lagged behind up until recently when through. And I remember doing this on committee when I was on the T&I committee, when we were working through WRDA and the Water Resources Development Act and the port deepening in Charleston and dealing with the, you know, the improvements to Savannah, because without the necessary infrastructure to support these ships, you're missing these opportunities. And if a ship has to dock at a location that's even further away from its potential market, then that just slows down the supply chain.
Right.
And there's a reason why BMW, Volvo, Mercedes, and all suppliers have moved to South Carolina. It's because they have that intermodal connection.
Absolutely.
Over to the Port of Charleston.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting. So the new infrastructure bill includes $17 billion just to reduce port congestion and also to repair and modernize the aging infrastructure. You know, obviously, President Biden kept it pretty local and just went up to Baltimore yesterday to highlight that port. You know, that's a great example. That port, they can't get double stacked trains in and out of the port because of their aging tunnel. So, you know, but this bill will impact all different areas of the country. And, you know, I think it's just so timely that we're having this meeting when we are, because when it comes to supply chain issues, holiday shopping, you know, and people are actually concerned about it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we all know that labor is a big part of the issue. There's a truck driver shortage. There's some other things that we're going to talk about as part of our sort of macroeconomic discussion at the symposium. But there's also a way to help solve the problem regarding infrastructure and different modes of transportation and how that affects land use and how our clients, how their capital programs are going to respond to that and how we can prepare to respond to RFP and respond to capital programs that sort of line up with that.
Well, for our listeners in South Carolina, Georgia, surrounding there, even down to Jacksonville, quite honestly, with the Port of Jacksonville, I mean, they're all competing.
Yes.
So I think that if you're down in the Southeast, you're listening to this and you have a dog in this fight, put on your BD cap, your former business development cap. Now, if you were sitting in a firm doing business development, and whether you're directly engaged in the intermodal or logistics market, or you're looking at ways that you can expand your firm services into potential new markets, what would be the quick sell on saying this is why you need to actually attend this event?
Well, I think what's really interesting is that if you kind of follow the supply chain and think about the engineering services that are necessary, you know, ports are basically mini cities. So you need water resources engineers, you need MEP engineers, you need landside engineers, you need marine engineers. So that's really interesting. It's both horizontal and vertical. And then as you sort of follow the supply chain, there's almost every kind of engineering that's necessary to serve this market, you know, which is largely private. So again, if you're a firm that does rail work, obviously you could work for a railroad or a structural firm, but you also could do stormwater management, right? And then you get into industrial real estate. And although those buildings are not sexy, it's not like, you know, class one trophy office buildings, but they're buildings, you know, and they require all different kinds of engineering, the same as any other building. And, you know, it's just very interesting. You know, I like to tell people the anecdote about how certain ports and certain markets really grew and still have a huge demand for cold storage, you know, and that's because of people ordering meal kits and the different way that we have food delivered, you know, mainly from the Asia Pacific region, but, you know, that kind of a thing. So there's really what's interesting about it is to understand that almost every kind of engineering service is necessary when you are coming from sort of these mini city ports and then working your way to the consumer.
Yeah.
And it's also, it's a market that is not going to stagnate or slow down. It's only going to get bigger.
And I think that the recent reporting on supply chain disruptions and the fact that there are ships back to back trying to get into ports underscores the importance of expanding port infrastructure and capacity. And you're absolutely right. I mean, this is, think about this as kind of, as a city grows, it expands outwards. Same idea with the port. You have so much activity happening at the actual port, but then it expands out and it has all those different aspects of engineering. You get into, and then you get into land development, and then you get into, you know, both for commercial and residential land development.
Yeah. What's really interesting is one factoid that Biden mentioned yesterday when he visited the Port of Baltimore is that the Georgia Port Authority, and one of our speakers is from the Georgia Port Authority, will receive more than $8 million to create 5 pop-up container yards in Georgia and North Carolina, accessible by rail or truck, to accommodate more than 500,000 containers a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is that kind of growth, you know, that then translates into serving logistics companies, doing site civil for industrial parks, and then it's just, you just sort of follow the supply chain, and that's where a lot of the growth opportunities are.
Yeah, and that, and again, that mentioned that the Georgia Ports Authority, and you have funding that's going to be extending all the way up to North Carolina. Because it shows what regional impact this has, right? So if you're sitting in North Carolina and you're like, well, the event's in Charleston, how's this going to affect me? It affects you because you're also part of the 95 north-south route. You're also part of the major north-south rail lines. And you will have a part to play. Just because it's happening in Georgia doesn't mean that you're not going to get a secondary or tertiary effect.
This is absolutely, I mean, it's a global market, you know, and we're going to, we have Walter Kemsies, who's the former chief economist for our very famous Moffitt Nickel, a member firm that does a lot of ports work. And now he's with JLL and also has his own shop. So he'll be sort of describing it global and taking us down to regional. But this is a market that's not hyper-local. You know, this is a market that is regional and national for our members. And we'll be touching on all of the regional and national and global trends.
And again, I go down a list of speakers. Of course, Walter, as he mentioned, Chris Novak, Senior Director, Engineering Facilities Maintenance with Georgia Ports Authority. You got Walter, Lagerin, I believe is the last name, Senior Director of Engineering and Facilities with the South Carolina Ports Authority. Stephanie Few, attorney with Womble Bond Dixon, focusing on economic development and land, the former Charleston Director of Economic Development.
She's going to be interesting because, you know, as our members that do a lot of civil work know, a lot of private work, understanding these attorneys that are working with these major corporations and working with potential developers that want to come into the Southeast or come into new markets, and how you reach them to help them find sites, to help do site evaluation, site selection. So hearing from her and her perspective, and, you know, it's almost like it's also an education point for our members on how do we best know about opportunities ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know, what is our strategy to talk to folks like her in different markets? So
yeah. And then you have Brian Gwynn, Industrial Development Manager of Norfolk Southern. Lynette Cardock, PhD, Director of Resilience and Adaptation with Moffitt Nickel. And then Sarah Cox, Project Manager of Freight and Intermodal Planning with BCD Council of Governments. So it's a great group. I mean, this is a great little public-private group of experts here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about Lynette, who is a PhD. She works for Moffitt Nickel. She's based down in Miami, but she is a national speaker on resiliency in this market. And obviously, you know, many markets are affected by climate change and rising the tides and that sort of thing. This market absolutely is. And so there's lots of opportunities around that. There's lots of services and different ways for our members to think about how to design and how to market their services in a market that is literally along a coast and then, you know, comes up and is in lots of different elevations and lots of different topographies, and how we can, and it's also a market that need, where resiliency is so critical, because it's critical to us having, as we learned during the pandemic, toilet paper and other critical things that come through the supply chain. So that sort of resiliency, when you think about both resiliency from a standpoint of the supply chain, but resiliency in terms of the environment, you know, will be a really interesting conversation, and I'm excited to have Lynette as our lunch speaker.
So how tell us a little bit about the event itself, because you have a lot of speakers, but I imagine that when you're looking at this, you also wanted to create an environment where people can network, talk to each other. So so what's the agenda like? How did you structure it?
Well, we structured it for people to come in if they are from outside the area or they're not driving in. They can come in on Thursday. And we're going to have a welcome reception. We're staying in a lovely hotel in downtown Charleston. So no need to rent a car. We know that that's very expensive nowadays. Just Uber down from the airport. And we're going to do a cocktail reception. And coincidentally, the lighting of the Charleston Christmas tree is nearby. So folks can catch that, especially if they bring a spouse or friend or partner with them.
Right across the street in Francis Marion Square.
Right across the street. Yeah, and then optional dine arounds. Diana and I are, you know, investigating some restaurants and happy to group people up and sort of point them in the right direction. Charleston is a foodie town. And then the next morning, we start not too early at 8, breakfast at 7:30. The mayor, Charleston's mayor, is going to come by and say hello and give us a welcome. And then we just kick it off with our series of speakers, and we run, you know, up till about 1, and we have, you know, a combination of panel discussions, speakers, networking breaks. And then in the afternoon, we have an optional tour of the new Leatherman Terminal down at the Port of Charleston. And that's a recent ACEC award, South Carolina award winning, from what I understand, design project. And, you know, and that'll give us a lot of us have never been at a port. So it's exciting to talk about something all day and then go check it out in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we bring people back to the hotel, and, you know, that'll be about 4 o'clock on Friday. And of course, you know, I hope that they decide to stay in Charleston for a night and enjoy themselves. But if not, you know, they can certainly head out of town. But anyone that would like, we're staying at the Francis Marion Hotel. That's where all of our activities are. For folks that do want to stay in the hotel, you know, we have a block and we encourage you to reach out directly to ACEC. The information is on our website, and we'll make sure we get you a room at a nicely discounted rate.
And again, all the information is up on the website. If you go to business resources and ACEC.org, you'll see private market resources. The first piece of information up there is on the private market symposiums. And again, the event that we're discussing today, the intermodal and logistics market event, is between December 2nd and 3rd, the evening of the 2nd and the 3rd, in Charleston. But then we have some others coming up. So this is something to look forward to. The next one is in March, and this is going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it's on the commercial and residential real estate market, which is a hot place to be, because in one, more than one way, right? It's both a major growth area, and of course, March is going to be beautiful down there.
Exactly. So again, we're picking hot places in the country, not literally, where the markets are growing. And for commercial and residential real estate, the Sun Belt and the Southwest is the strongest of the markets. So same sort of arrangement, a Thursday evening cocktail reception, great programming and networking all day Friday, really nice hotel in a great area. We're right in sort of the more southern part of Scottsdale, where you don't necessarily have to rent a car. You can take an Uber from the Phoenix, the big Phoenix airport, bring your golf clubs. We can help arrange some fun activities, you know, for the weekend if people want to stay. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting and really interesting. That market is just growing considerably, and lots of trends to discuss around commercial and residential real estate. The residential market, as we have talked about, is up 25% from last year, and last year it was up from pre-pandemic time. Yeah. So, you know, it will be really, really timely and interesting to talk about that. And of course, great to go to Scottsdale in early March. Yeah. So.
And then that'll be followed by the healthcare and science and technology market in Boston in April. And then energy and utilities, big surprise, Houston, Texas, fall of 2022. Texas. So
not, and we're not limiting ourselves when we get to Texas to talking about oil and gas. Yes. We will be talking about renewables. We will be talking about all different kinds of energy when we get to Texas next November. Yes, at the end of April, hopefully when the ice and snow has melted, we will be in Cambridge, outside of Boston, Kendall Square, talking about healthcare and science and technology, the largest concentration of life sciences and biosciences companies in the world are in Kendall Square. So,
some former EEA winning projects.
The growth is everywhere, but we're going to go to the mothership to talk about that market.
Definitely some EEA winners up there related to the healthcare, science, and technology. This is great. I think this is a great series of events, and it really underscores our focus. You know, we always say that when people think ACEC, they think infrastructure, and they think that, you know, the firms that are doing the work on the roads and the bridges and the horizontal work. But it's so much more. And we're doing so much more to talk about private markets, those firms that are engaged in vertical construction or doing work for, you know, private clients. And this is a great example of that. So really encourage everyone out there, if you can make it down to Charleston, do so. Attend this event. It's going to be great. It's going to be a center of thought leadership. And the big thing is we're convening these experts together and presenting a lot of useful information for not only strategic business planning, business development, but just general understanding of where the market is where the market's going. So, Aaron, really good work on putting this together.
Thank you. We're excited. And if anyone has any questions, certainly go on acec.org under the business resources tab, private markets. You'll see me and my contact information and, you know, drop me an email or give me a call if you have any questions.
Well, thanks again for taking some time out of the morning to join us. Again, private market symposiums, first one coming up at the beginning of December, December 2nd to the 3rd, on intermodal and logistics in Charleston, South Carolina. Check out the information on the website, and I hope to see you there. This has been another edition of Engineering Influence Podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies, and we'll see you next time.